athletes spend 10-20 minutes warming up their bodies before competition. Dynamic stretches, activation drills, progressive intensity. The physical warm-up is non-negotiable, but almost no one warms up their mind. And then, they wonder why the first few minutes of competition feel unfocused, reactive, and inconsistent. A mental warm-up is the bridge between daily life and competitive performance. It shifts your brain from default mode, scattered, task-switching, stress-processing, to performance mode, focused, present, task-oriented, and it takes 5 minutes. Why mental warm-ups work? Neuroscience research shows that the brain doesn't switch instantly between cognitive states. When you walk from the parking lot to the first tee or the starting line, your brain is still processing the email you read, the traffic you sat in, and the conversation you had on the phone. This cognitive residue directly impairs motor performance. A study published in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology found that athletes who completed a brief pre-performance mental routine showed faster reaction times, better decision-making, and lower anxiety than those who relied solely on physical warm-ups. The mental warm-up creates a deliberate transition. It clears the cognitive residue and activates the neural networks associated with skilled performance in your sport, the 5-step protocol. This protocol was developed by synthesizing research across sport psychology, performance science, and mindfulness-based performance enhancement. Each step takes about 1 minute and serves a specific neurological purpose. Step 1. Centering breath. 60 seconds. Sit or stand comfortably. Breathe in through your nose for 4 counts, hold for 1 count, and breathe out through your mouth for 6 counts. Repeat 5 times. This isn't meditation. It's autonomic nervous system regulation. The extended exhale activates the vagus nerve, which down-regulates the sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight, and activates the parasympathetic response, rest and digest. This brings heart rate and cortisol to an optimal arousal level for skilled performance. The centering breath is the most efficient tool in sport psychology. 60 seconds of structured breathing changes your physiological state more reliably than any pep talk. Key point: you're not trying to relax. You're trying to regulate. There's a difference. Optimal performance requires activation, not sedation. The centering breath brings you to the right level, whether you need to come down from anxiety or come up from lethargy. Step 2. Body scan. 60 seconds. Starting at your feet and moving upward, so quickly scan each major muscle group. Notice any tension, heaviness, or restriction. Don't try to fix anything. Just notice. Run through. Feet, calves, thighs, hips, core, shoulders, hands, jaw, forehead. The body scan accomplishes 2 things. First, it redirects attention from external distractions, crowd noise, competitors, weather, to internal signals. This is called interoceptive awareness, and it's a foundational skill for athletic performance. Second, it identifies tension patterns that could impair movement. Many athletes carry chronic tension in their jaw, shoulders, or hands without realizing it. Simply noticing the tension often releases it. Step 3. Intention setting. 60 seconds. Choose 1 process goal for this performance, not an outcome. A behavior. Examples: I will commit fully to every pre-shot routine. Golf. I will run my own race for the first half. Running. I will focus on the next play, not the last play. Team sports. I will breathe between points. Tennis. Volleyball. Intention setting gives the brain a specific, controllable task. Under pressure, the brain defaults to outcome monitoring, checking the score, worrying about results. An intention redirects attention to process, which is the only thing you can actually control during performance. The best intention is specific enough to be actionable and simple enough to remember under stress. If you can't say it in 5 words, simplify it. Step 4. Performance visualization. 90 seconds. Close your eyes and mentally rehearse the first 3 to 5 minutes of your upcoming performance. See it from your own perspective. First person. In real time. With full sensory detail. For golfers, visualize your first tee shot. See the target. Feel the club. Watch the ball flight. Then see yourself walking confidently to the ball. For runners, visualize the start. Feel the initial pace. See the course ahead. Feel your breathing settle into rhythm. Picture yourself at the first mile marker, on pace, in control. For team sport athletes, visualize your first few actions, a clean first touch, a strong defensive stance, an assertive first play. Research on motor imagery shows that the brain treats vivid visualization as a rehearsal. It primes the neural circuits you'll need, reducing the cold start effect that makes the first few minutes of competition feel disconnected. Step 5. Activation cue. 30 seconds. Choose a physical action that signals, "I'm ready." This is your trigger to transition from warm-up mode to performance mode. Common activation cues. A firm clap of the hands. A specific phrase said aloud or silently. "Let's go." Game time. Trust it. A physical gesture. Adjusting your hat. Tapping your chest. Bouncing on your toes. A deep, forceful exhale. The activation cue is a conditioned stimulus. Over time, your brain and body learn to associate this cue with readiness and focus. It becomes a reliable on-switch for performance mode, regardless of external conditions. Adapting for different sports. Golf. Do the 5-minute protocol between the practice green and the first tee. Your visualization should focus on the first 3 holes. Your intention should relate to your pre-shot routine or emotional management. Your activation cue should be something you can repeat before every shot. A breath, a waggle, a look at the target. For the full 20-minute version, see build a pre-round routine that sets up your best golf. Running. Do the protocol after your physical warm-up, in the 5-10 minutes before your race or hard workout starts. Visualize the first mile and any sections you've identified as mentally challenging. Your intention should address pacing, discipline, or self-talk. Your activation cue triggers when you step to the starting line. For a complete 4-week program, see a 4-week mental training plan for runners, team sports, and racket sports. The protocol works well in the locker room or during the final minutes before taking the field or court. Visualization should cover your first few plays or actions. Intention should focus on effort, communication, or presence. The activation cue can be tied to the team huddle or the walk onto the field. Tennis players can extend this with the 16-second reset used between points throughout a match, making it stick. The 5-minute mental warm-up is most effective when it becomes automatic. Like any routine, it requires consistency before it becomes habitual. Start by doing it before every practice session, not just competitions. This accomplishes 2 things. It gives you more repetitions to build the habit, and it improves the quality of your practice by ensuring you're mentally present from the first minute. Within 2 weeks of daily use, most athletes report that the protocol feels natural. Within 4 weeks, they feel unprepared without it. That's when you know it's working. The mental warm-up has become part of your performance identity, not an add-on. 5 minutes, 5 steps. A fundamentally different mental starting point for every performance.